The Roman Emperor Constantine had formally ended the official persecution of Christians in a series of edicts issued in 313, the most important of them called the Edict of Milan. All of these edicts protected Christians in the same way that pagan cults had been protected by law. In 330, Constantine established a new imperial capital at Constantinople, on the site of the ancient city of Byzantium. For what appear to be largely political motives, his policies by that time had begun actually to favor Christianity. But with Constantinople as the new seat of empire, the decline of Rome began in earnest. The growing influence of Christianity in the old empire became even more explicit when Emperor Theodosius I decreed that every Roman subject must become Christian. A short time thereafter, a second decree officially classified paganism as treason. Theodosius was the last ruler of the unified Roman Empire. The empire had, from time to time, been divided into from 2 to 4 administrative regions. Upon the death of Theodosius in 395, the division between east and west became permanent. One of Theodosius's sons, Arcadius, became emperor in the east. Another son, Honorius, became emperor in the west, establishing his capital at Ravenna rather than Rome. But real power and prestige were already shifting to Constantinople, and Rome went into rapid decline. In 410, the Visigoths, a Germanic tribe in revolt against oppression by their Roman governors, marched into Rome under the leadership of Alaric. They ransacked the city for 3 days and then left. Public disorders increased within Rome. Roman citizens themselves took to stripping buildings and monuments of their marble. Romans raided public places for anything of value. Indeed, it appears that, during these years of the early 5th century, Romans did more damage to the city than invaders did. In 455, a second invasion, this time by Gaiseric and the Vandals, led to 2 weeks of pillage. To many historians, this second invasion marked the unofficial end of Rome's influence. The population of the city, which had once been well over 1 million, had already sunk to 250,000. In the next years, it was to plunge yet further, to less than 50,000, where it would stay for most of the Middle Ages. The official end of the Western Roman Empire occurred in 476, when Romulus Augustus, the last emperor in the West, was deposed by Odoacer and the Goths. Both the fall of Rome in 455 and the end of the Western Empire in 476 were potent symbols that the Dark Ages had begun in the politics of Western Europe.